this is Randy, and this is more of our ATX Fest coverage. This time it's an interview with the two stars and the executive producer of Rosewood, the new Fox procedural that's coming this fall. And I thought this was some interesting interviews. I thought the creator especially had an interesting thing to say about what makes this different from Bones and Castle and that kind of thing. So hope you guys enjoy them.
I'm here with Jana Lee Ortiz. Did I get that right?
Yes, you did. All right. Thank you.
So you are going to be playing
Detective Villa.
Okay.
On Rosewood.
And I was just curious, what drew you to the role?
So many things drew me to the role. The fact that she's tough, she's a badass, mm-hmm. she knows how to fight, she's right. sexy, she's born and raised in Miami, so she's Cuban, but she moved to New York to be with the NYPD, and I'm from New York.
I knew you were from the, I looked you up in IMDb, yep.
I feel like it's right at home. I'm Puerto Rican, I'm from the Bronx, grew up in New York, my dad's a homicide detective.
Oh, wow.
So there's an instant connection with the detective.
Okay, yeah,
character.
Yeah. And I was curious, on the, you mentioned being sort of a badass. Have you done like fight training, martial arts training?
Yeah, I haven't done any training, but I've just been doing a lot of, I guess, practicing workouts.
Because
I was never trained in boxing or MMA. I was a dancer.
Yeah.
So just to be able to know and understand my body, I pick up on choreography like
okay.
1, 2, 3.
All right.
Yeah.
Do you still dance?
Not as often as I used to, but
right. Well, you were professional for a while,
right? Yeah, I was a professional salsa dancer.
I minored in dance in college.
Yeah. Wow.
So we have that sort of in common.
Nice.
So I saw that you had done The Shop and The After,
mm-hmm.
but that this is sort of correct me if I'm wrong. This is first big regular TV, right?
Yes.
So what was the adjustment in doing both on the work schedule and that kind of thing for a regular big network TV show?
Oh my gosh! Well, I mean, I just had the pilot for The After, and it was a month of 12 to 16 hour days. That was new for me.
Yeah.
So I got a little taste from The After of what to expect on this show. But I mean, I think I'm still shocked with everything that I don't even know what's going on.
Right.
Everyone's like, prepare to be very exhausted. And to me, I don't feel it.
Okay.
Because I love it so much that the 14-hour days go by and I'm like, oh, we just started. I'm having fun. But I'm sure with 13 episodes, I'm going to start to feel something. But it's very demanding.
Right.
But it's so rewarding that the amount of hours you spend on set, just the fact that you get to work and be on set and build these relationships with the crew and the cast, it's like your new home.
Right.
You know?
How many episodes have you guys filmed so far?
Just the pilot, and then they ordered 13. So.
Okay, so you're going back to do that soon.
Yes.
Okay.
In July.
I was curious on these sort of procedurals that they have, these sort of the buddy cop thing, Castle and that kind of thing, Bones. There's usually a will they, won't they. Is that kind of relationship?
They,
a will they, won't they kind of romantic chemistry?
Right.
Is there a chemistry with them? Or is this a sort of a different thing?
It's hard to say because we have sort of a cat and mouse relationship.
Sure.
And there's a lot of tension. So Rosewood and Villa are complete opposites.
Right.
So just to see that friction and who knows where it's going to go, it's going to be interesting.
All right.
Because they're two different dynamics.
And what's your favorite part about this? Are you guys filming in Miami?
We're sort of kind of not filming in Miami.
Oh, really? Okay.
We're shooting up bits and pieces of it in Miami, but we'll be in LA.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if that took away a lot of the...
to be honest, I was curious because it's got a lot of verisimilitude in the trailer, and it felt...
Yes.
I mean, not that I've lived in Miami, but I've been there certainly, and it feels like Miami. It looks like Miami. There's a lot of this sort of the sun, so...
But Miami itself is a character, so...
Yeah.
I think we can pull it off.
Well, it looks like it works from the pilot, and I'm very excited to see
it. Thank
you
so much.
So, good luck.
Thank you. It was so nice meeting you.
Thank you very much. talking with Todd Harthan, who is the executive producer of Rosewood.
Yes.
And so all I've seen is the trailer, or the teaser trailer, which looks great, by the way.
Thank you.
Can you give us a quick rundown of what the show is about? And it's sort of...
Absolutely. Rosewood is about the best private pathologist in all of Miami. And that meaning he does autopsies on bodies, but oftentimes after the county medical examiner has already done their examination, and the family wants a second opinion. And that's his job. But really the essence of the show and the reason why I wanted to do the show was I wanted to do this big, bold character that I didn't think was on TV, which was this eternal optimist that sees the good in people before he sees the bad, trusts before he mistrusts. And we all say, like, stop and smell the roses, but he actually does. And he finds these little things to appreciate in life that the rest of us kind of pass by or just get used to, be it the sunrise or sunset or whatever it may be. And I wanted to take the essence of that character and put him in a world, in a job, that of being a private pathologist, wherein he's surrounded by death.
Mm-hmm.
It helps strengthen his perspective.
Right.
And then you learn in the pilot, there's this reveal about why he got involved in this particular job and why he has this outlook on life, which is sort of like a reveal closer to the end.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because the big impression I took away from the trailer was how bright and life-affirming and all that it was in this show that's about sort of murder mysteries, you know. And I was curious, a lot of it is, it's set in Miami, but it's not filmed in Miami for the most part. Is that the case?
Well, we shot the entire pilot, every frame of it in Miami.
Okay, I was going to say, because it had that look of...
We shot 13 days in Miami and in all different pockets of Miami, and we did. Now, in series, we are likely going to be doing a blend of L.A. and Miami.
Okay.
We'll be doing both.
What are some of the challenges of shooting? How do you make L.A. look like Miami? What are some of the challenges there? Or do you not know yet?
I'm going to discover it come July, whatever, whenever we start shooting. But I think, look, some of the challenges are going to be there's certain architectural differences. The ocean looks very different in Miami than it does in California. But I think the way we'll pull it off is, you know, Miami has a very specific fashion look. It has a very specific color palette. So I think we'll be able to do it via the way we dress characters, light the show. I think there's a way to do it and still make it feel like authentic Miami. And then hopefully we go there for some exteriors and really get some iconic, you know, stuff by actually going to the city where we're supposed to exist.
We've seen this kind of sort of formula of the outsider and the cop many times. What do you do to make Rosewood fresh? What is its? I mean, you told me the point of view, and I think that's a very, you know, interesting diversion. But what else keeps this kind of fresh?
Yeah, I mean, it is the challenge, right? Because you've seen it in so many other shows, be it Bones or Castle, and there's a million of them, right?
And liked it. I mean, there's a reason.
Yeah, there's a reason. I think the way I'm approaching this particular relationship is to give them, it's not just the disgruntled cop and the happy pathologist.
Right.
As you'll find when you watch the pilot, and we're really paying attention to this in the writer's room, is these are people that really have so many different underlying issues, demons, skeletons in their closets that I really want this to be a hybrid of comedy and drama. And I think the thing that will surprise people about the tone of the show is that this is going to be, at times, a really, really complicated, deep-rooted drama between these two people. It's not always going to be like fun, witty, snappy dialogue, and it's going to be, I always reference The Good Wife just because, wow, that's totally different. That show does such a good job of making you feel like you're watching a character drama, but then they also have that legal case each week, right?
Uh-huh.
That's what I want to pull off with this, so that you don't feel like you're watching a procedural where you're knocking on doors and questioning a suspect and moving on to the next. We're going to stop and like nurture character scenes with these two people so that they feel like you're watching a relationship drama, not a procedural.
Right, okay. Now, a lot of these shows do tend to have, especially these days, have sort of an arc. Is there an arc to Rosewood, like a story arc? You know, they like Bones had the death, or Castle had the death of her mother.
Absolutely.
Is there an arc in Rosewood? I mean, not necessarily that you're going to give it away right now, but
there is. There's two really. There will be a professional arc in season one that basically ends up threatening his business potentially.
Okay.
There's a personal arc, and there's actually a series of them. There's a personal arc with his family, his mother and sister, and then there's a personal arc with Via, which was also tied to all of his issues, all of his health issues, which is revealed in the pilot.
Sure.
So there's actually a series of arcs that we're going to draw a story from for him, and the same thing for Via.
I know that you worked on Psych at USA.
I did.
And that had sort of the same sort of bright approach that Rosewood does. What are some of the differences between working at Fox versus working at USA?
Wow. You know, they're not that dissimilar. I would say that probably, I joined Psych in the middle of its run, and it sort of already had its sea legs, but I would say that with Psych and with USA, it was really about keep it light, keep it fun.
Mm-hmm.
And with Fox, the big difference is keep it diverse. Like, don't fall into just comedy. Don't fall into just drama. We really want this sort of cornucopia of different tones and different flavors, and they don't want it to feel consistent every single week so that the audience, because if you don't keep an audience on their toes these days, they're likely going to go, wow, there's 13 other amazing shows on tonight. Not this week, like tonight.
Yeah.
So it's. I think that's the big difference. The TV landscape has changed since I worked on Psych. Frankly, It is evolved, and so it's a little bit more challenging.
All right. Thank you very much.
Dude,
I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah. Cool.
Chestnut, I would like to ask you,
I
know who you're playing, but just for the benefit of our listeners, who are you playing on the show? What's his basic deal?
Yeah, I play Dr. Beaumont Rosewood Jr., who's the title character of the show, and basically I'm a private pathologist who teams up with Detective Villa to help solve cases and crimes around Miami.
What drew you to this role?
Well, when I read the script, I was working on a movie.
Mm-hmm.
My agent sent me the script and said they're interested in you for this role, and I read it, and I was blown away, because just to have an opportunity to play a doctor who's smart, caring, funny, witty, I couldn't turn it down. I mean, that to me, when I look around the landscape of television, there's a lot of great roles out there. I mean, Bryan Cranston had a great role. Terrence Howard has a great role. There's a lot of great roles, but this, for me, is the best role for me, and I wouldn't want to play any other character.
And one of the things about doctors on TV, you don't tend to see doctors with as much physicality as it seems like Rosie has. He very much seems like a physical guy. He likes to get in and mix things up.
Right.
Is that
kind
of a fun thing to do for the show?
Without a doubt. The one thing I really love about the character is he's not a doctor that's confined to his laboratory or confined to the ER like I was when I was on Nurse Jackie, which was great.
Right.
But to be able to go out and get down and dirty, roll up your sleeves and be on the crime scene and then pursue criminals. And then when I see him analyze and break things down, I love it.
Yeah. I was going to ask you about Nurse Jackie. How does this character differ from the doctor on Nurse Jackie? And does all that work help as far as like medical jargon and all that kind of stuff? You're sort of prepped for that?
Now, Nurse Jackie definitely prepped me for the medical jargon.
Yeah.
Because the medical jargon is really tough. It's tough. You have to really repeat it and get it down. And you also want to understand what you're saying.
Right.
And it also helped me because when you put on these gloves, those gloves are really hard to put on. So that helped me as well. But in terms of the characters, Dr. Prentice on Nurse Jackie was completely different. He was a guy who, had gone through things. He had been to the war, and he was very kind of like dry, very serious guy. So this character is very fun. He loves every second of his life and just loves to have fun and wants to encourage others to have fun and enjoy life as well.
Yeah, I was gonna say the wardrobe he's got looks great, and got that flash of the yellow. Is it a GT?
Yeah, it's a GTO.
Do you get to drive?
I was driving. I was driving quite a bit while we were filming, and it was great because we were thinking like, what kind of car would this guy have?
Yeah.
And the thing about it was that because it's Miami, and some people were telling me, yo, you got to get a Ferrari.
Yeah.
Yo, you got to get a Bentley. It's Miami and all that.
Right,
and I was like, well, this guy's a little off center. You know,
he's not.
You know, he's not really into the flash. He's more about substance, and he enjoys life. But also, one of the things about the character is he invests all of his money into his laugh. I mean, that is his passion.
Yeah.
So he can't do that and have a Ferrari as well.
Right. Yeah, I thought it was a very his clothes in that car really sort of give you an instant visual tag on who this guy is,
without a doubt.
How he enjoys life and that kind of thing.
Without a doubt.
I was also curious. There's almost always in these kind of shows a sort of a will they won't they chemistry.
Yes.
Do you see that for Rosewood, or is it a different kind of thing?
I think there'll be a will they won't they chemistry for a long time.
Okay.
I think so. You know, I love the dynamic that I have with Jaina, and I think it's just great for the show.
I blanked a second.
No problem.
What would be your favorite part so far about playing this?
Just being able to play the character just has a lot of fun. They come to work every day, and you know, Todd, our creator and executive producer, he's given me a lot of leeway in terms of just having fun with the role. You know, he'll write something. I would definitely say what he wants me to say, but then he gives me leeway to throw my own stuff in there as well. And this is a great working relationship.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, hope you guys enjoyed that. There'll be more of these throughout the week. And until then, TV Dudes out.